For the last 2 weeks, the Dance Theater of Harlem Company has been rehearsing and holding classes and events at the University of Wyoming as the Eminent Artists in Residence. Tonight, they'll perform at the University of Wyoming Arts and Sciences Auditorium to kick off this season of UW Presents. Keith Saunders, the ballet master for the Dance Theater of Harlem, stopped by Wyoming Public Radio to speak with me ahead of their performance.
Dance Theater of Harlem, founded in 1969 as the first primarily African-American ballet company in this country, that still sets us apart. But we're also set apart by our founding artistic director, Arthur Mitchell, founded Dance Theater of Harlem as a neoclassical ballet company. And so what our mission is to take African-American and diverse artists and have them present the very best in dance theater. We strive to be a very theatrical company. We do various styles of dance, but all rooted in that neoclassical sensibility that Arthur Mitchell learned from his mentor, George Balanchine.
What's the difference between working with your company, dancers who are professionals, and working with students here at the university?
As I work with dancers, and this is probably primarily because I work with professionals, but I tend to treat whomever I'm teaching as a professional. Not that I have the same expectations of what they might be able to do physically and technically, what professionals do, but in terms of an approach and a sensibility to the work. I personally tend to be kind of very straightforward, presenting the material as it is without adornment and affectation. I expect my students, whether they're young kids or high school age or college age or professionals, to have an approach to the work that considers what is to try to get to the essence of the work.
In these past few weeks, having the whole company out here and having the students together, what's that been like, seeing them interact?
Well, it's been great. We have the two studios we're working in at the Buchanan Center for the Arts. And so in one studio, and the beautiful thing is there's a glass wall between the two studios. So while you cannot hear the music or the sounds that's coming from the adjacent studio, you can see what's going on. So while we're taking company class, our daily company class in one studio, the UW students are taking their first class of the day in the other studio. Or I might be having a company rehearsal for one of the ballets we'll be performing here in Wyoming, while in the other studio, our choreographer, the guest choreographer on the Eminent Artists series, Darrell Moultrie, is dancing or working with the UW students on something he's creating on them. So it's a wonderful mix of energies.
Can you tell me a little bit about the upcoming performance that the company will be giving?
Well, it's very exciting. It's very exciting because the University of Wyoming has commissioned a world premiere ballet that we will be presenting on Friday the 29th in our performance. The repertoire that evening is a triple bill, and it has three just incredibly wonderful ballets. We're doing a ballet called Dancing on the Front Porch of Heaven. The choreographer is Ulysses Dove, who came to prominence as a member of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, and he went on to an international career as a choreographer. Dancing on the Front Porch of Heaven is subtitled Odes to Love and Loss, and it is a ballet that the choreographer made at a time in his life where he had experienced a great deal of loss. He had lost upwards of 12 or 13 people in the course of a year or two, including his father. So the creation of this ballet was Ulysses' way of coming to grips with, of dealing with that kind of pain and loss. We'll also be doing one of the signature ballets of our company, a ballet called Return. Return was choreographed by Dance Theater of Harlem's resident choreographer, Robert Garland. And Return uses popular songs performed by James Brown and Aretha Franklin. And of course, the world premiere, Durell Grand Moultrie's ballet, Harlem on My Mind. And it uses a jazz score. It uses a jazz score, the Count Basie Orchestra, the Wynton Marsalis Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. And he's come up with a wonderful suite of dances that has a Harlem-centric sensibility. He is a young man who was born and raised in the community of Harlem. He still lives there. He was inspired as a child by Dance Theater of Harlem, by the Alvin Ailey Company, by going to Broadway, and he incorporates all of that, all of those influences into his work. And it's just a wonderful, joyous work that is sure to set Laramie and the state of Wyoming ablaze.
Keith Saunders is the ballet master at Dance Theater of Harlem. They'll be presenting a performance Friday, September 29th at the UW Arts and Sciences Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. Keith, it was a pleasure speaking with you.
My pleasure, Caroline. Thank you.